Okay, so let's take up Rabbeinu Tam Shita. So Rabbeinu Tam learns that he learns it's just like a machitza, right? And it's on chaf beis on beis. And as long as we hold like Rav Papa. So as long as you have in the substance of the schach, right? As long as you hear me down there? As long as you have in the schach itself parutz ka'omed, it's good. Right? And it doesn't matter how much shade is being cast on the ground. Right? Okay, so what does the Gemara mean when it says kan milamalo and kan milamato? So anyhow, so he learns kan milamalo means what? Someone tell me.
If you're looking at above, looking at.
If you're looking at it directly, right? If you're up there with it, basically, and you're looking at it as it is, then mechza mechza is good. But if you're looking at it from the bottom, right, you're looking at it from below, then he says that that which appears even from below is in truth more obvious above, right? But he doesn't care at all about the shadow on the ground. That does not bother him. He's only concerned if you have the horizontal mechitza of parts ka'omid, omid kaparts, right? So the problem that all the Rishonim raise against, and then he has to interpret what a zuz looks like and an istra looks like, but the halachic problems that the Rishonim have, right, are what? That how do you simply take the dinim of mechitza and apply them to the schach, right? How could you say all you need in the schach is a din of parutz ka'omed, right? Because we know for sure that that's not all that you need. How do we know? Because by a mechitza you could accomplish omed through the din of lavud, right? Is what we mentioned last week. That if you had konim within three tefachim of each other, that would all be considered omed. So if you're going to tell me all you need is omid kaparetz by a sukkah, by the schach, so why can't I just have, sparsely interspersed schach as long as it doesn't have three tvachim between them? Then I'll have a din of omid. So you see, elamai, you see that it's not enough. By schach, it's not enough just to judge it as a mechitza made out of gidulei karka. Right, there's a din. There's an intrinsic din of tzel, and the reason why the konim that are within three tzvachim don't qualify is because they're lacking tzel. So you see, tzel is the dominant issue. So how can you just ignore that and say all you need is parts komed? Right, that's the question. That's the basic question. Okay, right, clear. All right, so Johnny was trying to give an answer on Thursday. Go ahead, Johnny.
So I was thinking.
Yeah, so the question is, why can we apply parts? In other words, if Tosa is looking at it like a mechitza, so why do we apply parts ka'omed but not lavud? That's the question. So someone want to tell me, what is the din of lavud, really? What is the din of lavud? We'll come back to you. I think we have to work back around to you. What is the din of lavud? What is the din of lavud? What does lavud mean? Anybody know? Yeah. So lavud really is. See, Tosus would say like this. Tosus would. Rabbeinu Tam would say like this. Say lavud is a din of stimas makom. Lavud means that we look at the pieces that have the break of three, like they're attached, like there's no separation between them. Okay? Like there's no separation between them. So for instance, like somebody was mentioning, even by sukkah you have cases of lavud, right? If your schach has to be attached to your walls. So as long as the schach is within three tefachim of the walls, we say that there's that it's attached. It's like a stima. Okay? So Tosus says like this. Tosus learns like this. He says, of course you have to take into account sale when you're looking at schach. I'm not just saying it's a horizontal mechitza of schach. Of course not. That's pashut. Right? I'm not saying that. Because then love would definitely work. Right? So what is it? In other words, let's put it like this. Tosa says, the mechitza, he says, it is true that schach is a mechitza. Okay? And the mechitza is a mechitza. Right? By the Rishuyos. And by both of them, Paritz Ka'omid is going to work. Okay? But Paritz Ka'omid is only going to work when you're measuring the substance that you need. Do I have enough of the substance that I need? Okay? If I have an even amount of the substance and the absence of that substance, then Paritz Ka'omid tells me it's enough. Right? But Paritz Ka'omid, he says like this, but what is the substance that you need by what is the substance you need by Shabbos? What do you need by Shabbos?
Enclosure.
By Shabbos you need enclosure. Correct? And what do you need by Schach? In other words, by Shabbos I need entities of enclosure. I need entities of stimas makom. I need entities that break off from other places. But what is the substance that I need by schach? Tzel. Entities of tzel. You understand? You have to. Tosa says you have to look at the substance of this of the wall that you need. You have to look at what kind of a wall do I need? Okay. It says, by Rishuyos, I need stimas makom. That's what I need. But by mechit, but by schach, is a different din. Of course, he holds that the schach has an idea of tzel. But that means to say that the substance of the mechitza of schach are entities of tzel. That's why even when it says lamala, he calls it silosa merub mechamosa. It means to say that the ikar of the substance of a... How do I define what kind of a cheftza counts as substance for schach if it has a shadow? Okay? That's how I define the material of the schach. You understand? The tzel is going to be a measure of the material of the mechitzas schach. But what is the measure of the material of mechitzas Shabbos? Stimas makom. So therefore he says the kasha from lavud is no kasha. Because lavud can contribute to a shame of stima. That's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. But it can't create an entity of tzel. You understand? There's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. That if I want to know, is this considered continuous or is it discrete? So as long as the pieces are within three tefachim of each other, I consider it a continuous entity. Okay? So when I need entities of stima, so I can say, well, this is considered sasam. So by mechitzos, in other words, the point is like this. We're putting the rules of how we measure our mechitzos. We're applying the rules. Paritz Ka'omid, he's learning, is a din in measuring the substance of the mechitza. That's what we're applying from Shabbos to Sukkah. We're not saying that that a mechitzas Shabbos has all that the mechitza of the schach has all the same dinim as the mechitza of Shabbos. You have to differentiate between the din of lavud and the din of paratz merubah. That's what they're asking him. They're saying, how come you apply paratz merubah and you don't apply lavud? So he's saying, no, because they're intrinsic, they're very different dinim. Paratz merubah is a din of when I have what I need, do I have enough of it? And lavud is a special din by Mechitzas Shabbos that tells me lavud supplies me with a shame stima. But by schach, I'm not looking for a shame of stima. I'm looking for a mechitzas tzeil, a mechitza made of entities of tzeil. Halacha l'moshe misinei can tell me there's a stima, but it can't tell me there's shade when there's not. You understand? The halacha l'moshe misinei of lavud is not telling you that there is shade when things are within three. So now I want to know, do I have entities of shade that are omed, that is paratz ka'omed? So Tosus will say, well, yeah, that's a lamaisa question. You have to go lamala and you have to look. But you can't, but once I have even amounts of shade producing entities, and kosher shade producing entities and non-kosher shade producing entities, then I can say, I have, Paratz Ka'ome tells me I have my mechitzas. But by Shabbos, we don't care about anything other than the shame stima. And if I have an omeid, if I have equal amounts of stima and paratz, then it's good. So for that, lavud can work. Properties of blocking the sun. Properties of blocking the sun is what gives you the shade.
How do you measure that?
So you go up and you look. That's why he says lamala and lamata. When he's saying lamata, he's saying, what are you looking at lamata? You're looking up and you want to see how much of the sun is blotted out. That's what I want to know. I want to know how much stuff is blocking the sun up there. I don't care at all about the effect on the ground. According to him, the din tzeil is not a din of affecting the ground below you. It's a din of what kind of substance is kosher for schach. It has to be something that blocks the sun and is gidulei karka. Don't ask me what would be if glass grew from the ground. It'd be a good question. But he's saying that, now as he's saying, it really is a mechitza of tzeil. But it means to say it's a mechitza that whose component parts have the property of blocking out the sun. That's the material of this mechitza. The material of the mechitza Shabbos is the shem stima. So he says, you can't, he's saying that that's why he's saying you can't apply, there's no kasha from lavud. There's no kasha from lavud. They were looking at him and saying, if you don't care about the ground, then all you're doing is applying a stima horizontally, but then lavud should count. He's saying, no, I'm not just saying it's the same thing as a vertical wall horizontally. Paratz ka'omed is a din of, Paratz ka'omed is a universal din in the entity of mechitza. Once I have the material of the mechitza, but lavud can supply the material itself by Shabbos, but it can't supply the material by schach. So by schach, I need the actual property of blocking the sun. By Shabbos, I just need a shame of stima. And if there's halacha l'mosh misinei that there's a stima in within every three. Because you understand, there's a point where you have to say an area is sasam, even though there are spaces, right? Because, we don't want to go down to that far. We don't want to go that far down to reality. But it's davar pashut that, there are always slight imperfections in, especially in those days, between the seams and things like that. So there's no need for just an absolute steam asmakom. So there has to be a shear. When do I consider a crack to still be a negligible in the sense of steam? So halacha l'moshe misinei, that halacha l'moshe misinei is similar to like shirim, right? There has to be a point where there's a point where we say we just disregard this break. A little different. See, it's different than the Ron and the other guys. Yeah.
One of them is defining it as looking at the effect of action produces. The other
right.
one is looking at the potential effect.
That's right. That was Rashi and the Ran, the Shitas that we were defining before. They're looking at this as a different kind of a mechitza, because it has a different kind of an effect. Now, everybody has to universalize. This is what's interesting over here. You have to universalize from the Shabbos to here, right? But they're looking at it like this. They're looking at a mechitza in terms of producing a new quality in a makom that it's affecting, right? That's how they're looking at it. So they're saying by sukkah, it has to actually produce an effect of tzel below. And that's how we're going to measure it. We're going to measure it as a purely functional entity with regard to the shade that it creates in the living space below. That's why some Rishonim say that this mechza, it's a question of that entity is purely defined by its effect on the ground. Rabbeinu Tam is not learning that way. He's learning that you just have to be tachas mechitzas tzel. Yeah, here's one. Tachas mechitzas tzel. Tachas a certain kind of a mechitza. A mechitza that's composed of certain types of material, whose property is that it blocks the sun. But it has nothing to do with me being with that cheftza being validated by the amount of shade it produces on the ground. That's just like a material. That's just a property of the material. The property of the material is as a shading material. So the nafka mina would be where it's, this is exactly the case, where it is a parutz ka'omed, right? But it doesn't produce, but in terms of its effect, it's a parutz meruba la'omed. So Rashi...
You get a different effect. Your perception when you're looking at what...
They're not looking at effect. Tosis is not looking at effect at all.
Isn't chama itself by definition the effect of what we're trying to create?
No, it's just a measure of is this the right material for schach or not?
What makes it the right material?
That it blocks sun.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if all of the shade would be obliterated by the time by the time you reach the ground. Would it make a difference? Because when you look up, you see it blocking sun. See, that's what Tosis just cares when you look up. That's enough. When you look up, do you see that it's blocking out sun? That means that it's that kind of a cheftza. Basically, the only thing it's removing is lavud from the picture. He's mindful of the of lavud, so he's saying this is not a mechitza of a shame stimas makom, which is mechitza shavis, which lavud applies to. This is a mechitza of substance. Because of the idea of tzel. So it's a mechitza of substance. So lavud simply won't apply. But now I want to know, do I have a full cheftza of mechitza? So then it's just parts kamed. He's saying it's a... Whereas Rashi's saying more. He's saying it's a mechitza... See, Tosis is holding the mechitza. See, I would say like this. I would go back and say that Tosis' definition of parz ka'omed and omed or omim ruba is similar to the way we defined it initially. In other words, I don't know if you noticed that we had two definitions for the question of parz ka'omed or parz or omim ruba or parz. Right, Jeremy?
Right.
Because, so we had two definitions by parts meruba or parts ka'omed or omed meruba, right? One way we said is, do you have to be mevatel the parts, right? Or is it enough just to have the entity of omed? And the other way was looking at the, but that's viewing the cheftza like an entity, right? And saying, do I have a tziruf of the cheftza? In order to have a tziruf of the cheftza of omei, do you have to be mevatel the parts between it or not? Right? But the other way, we had another way of looking at it was that the whole definition is in terms of its effect on the makom that it's surrounding or covering. And then we have a question of, is it enough just if it reaches that effect, or do you also need a din of the chefetz in the mechitza itself? But it would seem that Tosfos is learning the first way. He's saying, Paratz ke'omed or omed meruba is just a question in the chefetz itself. And it's a question in the chefetz by mechitza Shabbos, and it's just a question in the chefetz by Sukkah. The only thing is, the entity of the chefetz is different by the two. By the entity of Shabbos, the Chefetz is simply an entity of Stima. And by the Chefetz of Sukkah, it's an entity of Tzeil. Okay? But we don't care about the areas inside. That's not our concern. We're not concerned about the area below the Schach. We're not concerned about the area inside the walls. We just want to know, do I have an entity of Mechitza? So Paratz Ka'omi tells me, as long as they're even, it's one unified entity. You don't need to be mevatel the shame parts. The only thing is he's saying is that there's a different so as long as by schach you have things that qualify for this mechitza, namely entities of giduli karka that have a property of blocking the sun, then I can have my entity of and as long as they are even with whatever is not them. Then I have an entity of schach. It doesn't matter if by the time the sun reaches the ground it has diffused to cover the floor. Doesn't matter. That doesn't make that any less of an entity of sun blocking mechitza. Doesn't make that mechitza any less of an entity composed of sun blocking materials. You understand? Whereas Rashi and the other way, and the Ran, are learning that the whole question of Paratz Meruba is a question of an effect on another Makom. Shabbos, the effect is blocking it off from the outside, and here the effect is Tzeil. So if the entity, if it doesn't Lamaisa produce that new Makom, then it basically has a bigger pierce than Omid. Right?
Like a functional pierce?
Like a functional thing, right. See, that's where the functional entity, again, becomes one of those, confusing terms. But here it means to say like this. Tosus, don't think Tosus because you say, well, Tosus is also saying functional entity. But no. He's saying that's just a definition of the material. Right? It's really the chefetz of schach that we need for itself, not because of what it does elsewhere, but that's the definition of the material, right? Whereas Rashi's saying, no, the whole thing is how it affects something else.
What's the definition of the material?
That it has a property of, that it is, what would you call it, opaque.
Yeah, you have schach possibilities like that?
Well, other than the gidulei karka, I'm saying.
Exactly the same.
Tosfos says there is no difference. That's his whole case. He says there is no difference between our case on Chaf Beis and the Mishnah on Tezvav. There's no difference between even amounts of schach pasul and avir, and even amounts of schach kasher and avir, and even amounts of schach kasher and schach pasul. There's absolutely no difference because he's just looking at the chefetz of the schach as an entity of a mechitza. It's just this is a different kind of, since this is a different kind of a mechitza, it's a roof, whatever you want to say, it's a different kind of a mechitza, it's not a mechitza of stima, so therefore you don't apply lavud. But other than that, everything else is the same. In other words, he's just giving you a reason why you don't apply lavud. Okay, so what do you say for the rush? You were saying the rush is different. What do you say for the rush? Okay, so the Rush says like this. He says, he quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, He says, "Venirli de lo shayach lehevi lekan paritz ka'omid." Interesting Rashi. It's not shayach. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, "Don't look at the ground. Who cares about the ground?" He says, "Just jump to paritz ka'omid." That's the main question you have to look at, right? Rabbeinu Tam says, "There's only one question here. Question is, do I have paritz ka'omid or not?" So the Rush saying, whoa, slow down. He's telling Rabbeinu Tam, slow down. It's not always shayach to ask that question right away. Can't ask that question right away. It's not shayach to ask that question when it's schach and avir. It's only gabi schach, posel of a schach, koshel amunoch and zeitzel, zeh shayach laskir paritz ka'omid. When is it shayach to bring up the question of paritz ka'omid? When you have kosher and posel zekizeh. Like in the case of Amikara b'sukas b'shvudin, of Ogavi sukas schach ve'avir nitno halacha sheyatzel meruba. But by a schach, by a sukkah that's made of schach and avir, then the halacha is given that the tzel has to be greater. V'chein matzinu lingin parts ka'omid shel defanos moil kana pachas mishlosha af pishar parts meruba ulingin suk schach eino moil b'nei chama meruba. That's his kasha, saying you can't just jump to parts ka'omid. First you have to see if there's tzel, just like by kana. If by kana you jump to parts meruba, you'd say there's it's good, but it's not because there's not tzel. So you see, there's a preliminary question before you get to parts ka'omid. Right? So his diak was that he's not saying that it is paritz ka'omid. He's not saying it's a psul of paritz ka'omid. In other words, the Ran expressed himself. See, this is the question. The Ran sounds like he's, this is a very fine point. I have to think about this. In other words, the Ran seems like he's accepting Tosus's paritz ka'omid argument, right? But Rabbeinu Tam's paritz ka'omid argument, but he's saying you're not measuring your paritz properly. Right? The Ran never has the question of Lavad. Right? Doesn't have the question of Lavad. He just says, you're not measuring your parrots properly. He says, there's more parrots than you're willing to admit. Right? Whereas the Rush is saying, we have a preliminary question before we can even talk about parrots going. So that's the question. Are they arguing? Is there some conceptual difference between the Rush and the Ran in their argument against Rabbeinu Tam, or are they just a way of expressing themselves differently?
Where do you see that the Rush holds that you eventually can get the parts going?
Oh, because he agrees. Everybody agrees. Because the Schach and Schach Kash and Schach Pasul, the Gemara openly says the question of parts going.
It seems like he's just saying that there's two different cases, two different considerations. For sale, you don't do a parts ka'omid at all.
Right.
But by schach pasul schach kasher, you do.
Correct. But right. But you just right. So that's where parts ka'omid applies.
Right. So the machlokus is whether you can apply this concept of parts ka'omid to avir at all.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. Learning the sugya, that was when we're learning a sugya, so we're trying to find over here, it's not just a matter of three positions, right? Not just a matter of cataloging three positions. We want to see what the difficulty and what the problem the Rishonim are grappling with in the sugya, and see how they could be resolved in three different ways. Not just a matter of listing X, Y, and Z, but we want to see how there should be some sort of a sensible that the mind could go in three different ways over here on this possibility, on this problem. But there has to be a problem, and we have to show the different ways of resolving it. Yeah. Okay. So this is Johnny and this is you two. Okay. So Johnny and Sammy saying that Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran are both learning that schach is really a min of mechitza. It's a type of mechitza, right? Nothing more than a type of mechitza. Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's the same, it's even the same sort of mechitza as Shabbos. And the same rules of when you have the mechitza apply. What is the rule? It's one simple rule. If I have parutz ka'omed of the material that I need, then I have my mechitza. The only thing is, the materials that you need are different on Shabbos and on Schach. By Shabbos, the material, quote unquote, that I need is a material of stima. But by Sukkah, by Schach, the material I need is actual gidulei karka, substance of gidulei karka. So by Shabbos, Lovud will add to the material that it will add to the material itself, because the din Lovud is a din of stima. So the more Lovud I have, the more stima I have. And then I can judge all of the areas of Lovud as part of my amud, and anything that's not as my parts. But by schach, it's not a din of stima. It's not a din of stima smakom. It's a separate. It's not entities of stima. It's entities of substance. It's actual substance that has a property of blocking the sun. So love is not going to accomplish anything. But when I have half and half of the substance and non-substance, I have a mechitza too. That's it. It's one. We're universalizing. See, the Gemara, the problem is the Gemara on Tesvav and the Gemara in Erevin forces you to find some common ground between the Mechitza and the Schach. Right? But yet we know that they're very different. One has an Ikar of Tzeil, and one just has an Ikar of marking out a Rishus. So Tosis is saying, where does that difference find itself expressed? In what type of substance I need. That's it. A mechitza is an entity, is a substantial entity, but what the substance is depends on the inyan. By Shabbos, the substance is a shame of entities of stima, and by Sukkah, the substance is shame entities of a shame tzeil. But just the tzeil is not a question of that I want to be shaded. There's nothing to do with that. It just has to do with, does this qualify as the right substance? Hold it up to the light. Does it qualify as the right substance? Well, if it's blocking the light, then it qualifies. Go ahead. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Very Rabbeinu Tam is clean. Perfectly clean. Right? Now, the Ran is saying it's a different kind of mechitza. Right? He's saying it's a different kind of mechitza. Mechitza really projects an effect elsewhere. And the mechitza of Shabbos has the effect of closing off the area from the outside, right? That's the effect, but that's the effect of that mechitza, and that's done by the substance itself, or the shame mestima makom. But by schach, the effect that's sought is the effect of shade. So you have to, they really know, is you could say like this, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran are agreeing. The only thing is they're disagreeing about how you define the ikar of mechitza. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the mechitza is just a substantial entity. So, but the substances are different. Whereas according to the Ran, the mechitza is really a functional entity and the functions are different. Right? But the same dinim are going to apply. Right?
That seems like the general...
It's pretty clean, too. What is causing the problem in the rush? The problem that's being caused by the rush is he's like a funny combination between the Ran and the Rabbeinu Tam, right? That's what's causing him problems. He won't admit to any kind of a parts that the Ran looks at. He won't admit to that kind of a parts. So he apparently holds parts ka'omed is also a din in the Cheftza. It is a din in the Cheftza, right? But, so that's why he won't have the Ran's kind of a parts merubah. He likes the Rabbeinu Tam's way of looking at it. There's a din in the Cheftza. But he holds the Ikar of Sukkah is definitely that it creates tzeil. So he's like sort of stuck in the middle over there.
Yeah, that's all we got. How do we know that that's the Ikar? It seems like they're just...
See, the Ritva really seems like the Rush. Like Jeremy's saying, they're just independent entities. It has to be a cheftz of tzel, and it has to come from a kosher entity, and it has to be a kosher entity of schach. The Ritva expresses it really interesting. He says, on tes. The Ritva has a question: how come sometimes the Gemara says you need rov schach kosher, and sometimes it doesn't need rov schach kosher? So he says like this. In the bottom, but it's over. So he says like this. He says, Bishlomo Hosom. He's talking about how come sometimes it has to be rov by the tree. He says you have to be ma'ari, it has to be ma'urav. So he says, Bishlomo Hosom de koi kochad v'chad bape nafshe. So he's saying, by the our case of the sukkah with the shvudin, it's good since each piece is separate. Mikavan shasuka bichlala tzilosam ruvim echamasa. In total, this entity of sukkah has more shade than sun. Okay, so that's Jeremy's, that's one requirement. Ve'ein b'shum mokom min ha-sukkah shelo yehe tzel ha-schach ha-kosher meitzel ha-adam kishir ha-schach ha-posel. And there is no place in that entity of tzel that the schach kosher is not having an equal effect of the schach puzzle. Okay, it's at least equal everywhere. Uli olam ome tacha schach ha kosher al chetzio. He's always under half of the schach kosher. Dilo omar rachmana dili avet zilus zilosam ruba mechamosam ischach kosher. Never said that in the Torah. Didn't say in the Torah make more shade than sun from schach kasher. Ela shetehei tzilasa merub mechamasa. Velo yehei bo aver b'schach. Velo yisachich b'rov schach pasal. All it says is three things. It says there shouldn't be more sun. And well, that's really the same thing. And that's the same thing as avir, right? That's the same thing as not having avir. And it shouldn't come from rov schach pasal. Right? That's separate. Right? I mean, that's the way he's expressing it. I think he's expressing it like you're trying to, right? Similar to the way you're saying the rush. I think you're right. I think the rush is like that. He's saying it's two independent entities. There's a type of a dira. A dira's tzel. That's what sukkah is. Sukkah is a type of a dira. It's a dira of tzel. If you don't have tzel, you don't have the right type of a binyan. And what? And as long, but as that's the first question. He says, see, he's saying that the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran are misguided over here. They're just looking for mechitza, and they have different ideas of mechitza. The sukkah is not just under a mechitza. The sukkah is a qualitative entity, a whole structure, a whole type of a dira. It's a dira shel tzel. You want to know if you have a sukkah, the first thing you have to look at is, do I have a dira shel tzel? Then I can ask, what is responsible for this tzel? What is responsible for this dira? Is it schach pasul or is it schach kasher? You understand? The Rabbeinu Tam and the Rush are looking at the schach, are looking at the ikur of the schach as a mechitza. They're looking at the ikar of sukkah as being tachas mechitzas schach. You understand? So then everything is a question of analysis of mechitza. The Rosh and the Ritva are saying, no, you're looking at it the wrong way. This is a different kind of a binyan. It's a different kind of a mokom. It's a mokom of tzel. That's what a sukkah is. To be a kosher sukkah, it has to be a makom shel tzel produced from the right entities. According to the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran, it's just a question of mechitza. So the only question is, am I under the right mechitza? You understand? And then it's just a question of different ways of defining mechitzas. But according to the Rosh, there's a preliminary, because the mechitza is not the ikar. The ikar is, it's a different kind of a makom, right?
when does it get that buck off? When is it when it's equal?
When it's they're learning when it's what is he learning?
Why would equal be good enough?
He says what? That's a good question.
No, we said before, like, that's only if you want to be bottled, the other thing.
If we want to, we need a place of sell. So if it's 50-50, then
so
why are you telling me it's a place of sell?
Right.
It's a place of sell.
He does say, he keeps saying over here, it's a good question. It's a good question. It's not midin paras merubah lomid. That's for sure.
But aren't you just looking for a shady sukkah, not a sukkah that is shade? There's shade in the sukkah. I mean, there's enough for it to be recognizable that there is shade there.
Or it depends what you're looking for in shade. Like, it depends what you're looking at in shade.